We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday morning, I was mentioning that a Leanne Rimes song triggered my memory that I'd had this very vivid dream about Leanne Rimes. We started talking about some of the strange and vivid and bizarre dreams that we've had, and I was doing a little research here, and it's according to this, men and women dream differently. It says that men mostly dream of other men, not in a romantic way, just that they're doing things with other guys all the time, that they're always with, typically with other men.
All right.
Where women dream of both men and women equally, and scientists claim that we only dream about people we know. That if we see a face in a dream, it is a face we have seen somewhere. We don't make them up. So,
well, it doesn't mean we necessarily know them. I mean, what happens if we see someone on TV?
Every face in a dream you have is one you've seen
so
in your
you've
lifetime.
Seen, not
correct.
Know. Okay.
No. All not right. know. Is a face we have seen.
Understood.
We may not know them, but we've seen that face. So maybe if you're like, I don't even know who this person was, it could have been someone you were passing on your way to the bakery.
And you never even realized you saw them.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Crazy. That's
exactly.
Crazy. It's funny you bring up dreams because I was talking dreams with our producer, Jess, who is 8 months pregnant now. Essentially, we don't want it to happen, but essentially you can go at any time. So I'm wondering, with all your hormones and the natal drugs, are you still taking natal drugs, or is that only the first trimester?
Prenatal vitamins?
No,
those aren't drugs.
Yeah,
those prenatal goofballs that you all take.
We take prenatal vitamins.
Okay.
We take those, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, does that that make the hormones crazy? Does that make your dreams
more
vivid? Are you having bizarre, vivid, different colors, different scenarios that you never would have?
It's to the point where they make me so upset that I can't get back to sleep, and it's every single night.
So you're having nightmares.
They're not nightmares. They're just, some of them are really upsetting. I had one the other night that my boyfriend and I broke up, and he was like saying the meanest things to me.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Like, you know why that happened,
horrible.
Though.
Yeah.
I know why that happened. Because, John, you were sick that day, but Jess was talking about their last baby class they did together, and Jess was worried she was going to say such mean things to Jeff that she actually said to him, "Do you want to be? Can you not be in the delivery room while I have the baby?" Because she's so afraid she's going to say something mean.
Right.
So that's why you had that dream.
Right.
That's a stress thing.
And it was so upsetting that I actually woke him up in the middle of the night and said, "Can you just like hug me for a little bit, because I'm so upset from this dream I just had." And he was like, "What is going on?"
Well, he was probably thinking, "All right." And you're like, "No, not that kind of hug, loser."
Yeah.
Well, then the night before that, I had a dream that I couldn't get back to sleep, that alligators were attacking me and chased me up a tree.
So very vivid.
Very vivid.
More so than if you weren't pregnant, would you say?
Yeah.
My friend Katie is also pregnant. She's also in her 8th month, and she says she's having bizarre, if you will, dreams about people that are her boss at work, and people that she's not even at all attracted to, yet she's having dreams that...
She's having sex dreams about them, is what you're saying, right? Well, that makes sense with the hormones flying through her body. Absolutely.
Is that common as well?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really, Jess?
But what
not about you, John? Sorry.
I didn't ask him.
He was waiting.
Really?
No, I did not.
What is the most vivid, bizarre dream that you have ever had? That when you woke up, you were like, what was that? 833-287-1037.
It's one of those dreams that whether it's recurring or it's just so bright and vivid in your head that you remember every aspect of it.
Yeah.
As opposed to a great dream that you had 10 minutes ago that you can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that the way it always goes?
There's
something so real, like I did. I woke up and I punched my husband. So I'm like, you were so mean. He's like, what?
Boy,
poor Kurt.
Between Jess's boyfriend and Tammy's husband.
Yeah, right.
No one's getting any sleep.
833-287-1037. What is the most bizarre and vivid dream you've ever had? I once dreamt that I was in a Miss Sexuality contest with Joan Collins. How old is she? Like in her 70s?
I have
Is she even alive still?
Yeah, she's alive. Her sister died. But Jackie, the writer, she died. But yeah, isn't that bizarre? We were standing with big sashes across, and then I realized that we didn't have clothes on. It was very bizarre. Very weird. Very odd. She looked like Joan Collins, but the rest of her looked really good.
That's the weirdest
thing. It's really weird.
That's our phone. Wow. Try and top that one.
That's true.
If I had a nickel every time Joan Collins on Miss Sexuality contest came up. Miss Sexuality?
Isn't that bizarre?
No, not and then knowing I was you, like, it's really not.
Well, then I was freaked out because we were naked. I'm like, why don't we have any clothes on? Why are we just wearing a
look
sash?
Look at the name of the contest. Duh. They don't pull any punches there in the sexuality contest. You okay, Jess?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right, our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Lindsay's in Coronado. Lindsay, what is the most vivid, weird dream you've ever had?
Well, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had a reoccurring dream that I would constantly be abducted by aliens. And one night, my husband reached over and grabbed my leg. And I freaked out and just started crying. And I was like, don't take me, please.
Oh, honey. That's realistic.
Yeah. Yes.
Awesome.
It was very, very scary. And I guess he got it on video one night. And now we laugh about it. But then it was not very funny.
At the time, I bet it wasn't. Awesome.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Lindsay.
No problem.
Kristen is in La Jolla. Hey, Kristen. Share with us like your most vivid dream.
Okay, so I had a crazy dream probably about a year ago that I was in some sort of medieval town, and I was going like a Harry Potter Diagon Alley kind of thing. But I'm going down the stairs, and I run into a couple people that I work with. And they're like, oh, aren't you going to come with us? And I'm like, well, where are we going? They're like, we're going to the contest. Okay, what's the contest? They're like, well, you just got to come with us. So we go up this big, long alley, and we get to this arena. And on one side, there are all of these women dressed in bridal gowns. And then on the other side, there's all these big, burly men who are lining up to get into a contest where they can toss brightly colored sheep.
I'm sorry, did you say toss brightly colored sheep?
Absolutely. So it was like How to Train Your Dragon kind of thing.
Oh,
they're
my gosh.
Throwing these brightly, fluffy colored, you know, sheep.
Poor sheep.
To win a prize. So we're in the audience. We're watching all this. These guys, you know, they're lining up and they pick their sheep and they're hucking it across this big field to win a prize.
Oh, wow.
That's a bizarre dream.
And vivid.
Thank you very much, Kristen.
Let's go to Julie in San Marcos. Julie, what's the most vivid, bizarre dream you've had?
So every time I have a dream that I'm pregnant, one of my closest friends is actually pregnant. And it happens every single time.
Cool.
And it could be either very vivid, where I go through the whole pregnancy an entire night, or it's just a brief, you know, oh, I'm pregnant, and then... and I wake up and I'll tell my fiance and I'll tell my mom. I'm like, I had a dream I was pregnant. And they're like, okay, we'll see who's pregnant. And
wow.
Then within like a month or two later, somebody I know close to me is pregnant.
You are the pregnancy whisperer. When's the last time you had that dream?
It was 3 months ago. And my fiance, he plays hockey, and they just announced. One of the guys on the hockey team, they just announced that they're expecting baby number two, like, last week. So it was kind of weird.
That is weird. That's wild.
You bet. Let's go to Gwen in Imperial Beach. Hey, Gwen, what's your most vivid dream?
My most vivid dream was in 2006. Before I had found out I was pregnant, I went to bed, and I swore my grandma was standing at the foot of my bed, and she's like, you're pregnant. You're going to have a girl. Her name is Charlotte Rose. Her birthday is going to be July 31st, and the time you're going to have her is at 8:12. Everything came true except for the time.
Oh, Grandma. Wow. Couldn't get that right?
Yeah, right.
All three of my kids have had that happen.
All three of your children, three separate times your grandma's appeared to you and told you the exact days they're going to be born and what their names are going to be?
Yeah.
Wow.
All three times?
All three times.
Holy crap.
Crazy.
How many more kids are you going to have?
I'm done.
You're done?
So,
okay.
I'm done.
Your grandma's like, finally, I can get some rest over here.
That's awesome. That's really bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.